This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 4th of July. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. High Fitzroy 1032, expected Sole 1031 by 1800 on Saturday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra. Northwesterly 4 or 5, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty 4th. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south 40s and 4th, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain at times, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, variable 3 or 4, becoming west 4 to 6. Rain at times, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly 6 to gale 8 and far southeast, otherwise northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in north. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 in North Fitzroy. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest 4 to 6, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, southwest veering west 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Fairau, Faroes, southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic for a time 3 to 5. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 2, mist, 6 miles, 1020, now rising. Stornoway, south by west 4, 27 miles, 1018, steady. Lerwick, southwest 5, mist, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Wake Automatic, south-southwest 2, 22 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west-southwest 2, 11 miles, 1019, now rising. Lookers, west-southwest 3, slight rain, 19 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 1, recent rain, 8 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1027, now rising. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 11 miles, 1028, now rising. Jersey, north by west 2, 12 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, west by north 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west-southwest 2, drizzle, 1600 metres, 1029, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south 3, 8 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 4, mist, 4 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 4, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Valencia, southwest by south 2, mist, 4 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1,024, now rising. Malin Head, west-southwest 6, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Machrahanish Automatic, west 4, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 3rd of July. The general situation: high pressure has become established and slow moving to the southwest of the United Kingdom. This extends a ridge over the south and southeast to maintain settled conditions here. Further north and west, a west to southwesterly airflow will push Atlantic fronts eastwards, bringing outbreaks of rain and drizzle with patchy low cloud. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in far west. Rain then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4 becoming west or southwest 4 or 5. Rain at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4 becoming west or southwest 4 or 5. Occasional rain in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time, veering northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 3 or 4 backing southwest 4 or 5, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the inner Bristol Channel, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West or southwest 4 or 5. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly veering westerly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and south, veering westerly 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
How united is the population of the United Kingdom?
I've wanted to be different, not be defined by what I read in the newspaper about where I live. It's about breaking a cycle.
I'm Evan Davis, and as part of Radio 4's look at social cohesion, I've been travelling around the UK to find out whether we are as divided as people fear and how much it matters.
If you can't help your neighbours, you're not much of a neighbour. My door is open, my girls' doors are open, and my house is always full.
Common Ground with me, Evan Davis. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
And with that, we've reached the close of play this Friday night. As always, you'll be able to listen to the BBC World Service through the night here on this frequency. Radio 4 opens up for the new day at 5:30. Lisa Costello will be here for that. A real classic over on Radio 4 Extra next, if you're staying up. It's the finale of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. And time is against Hercule Poirot as he battles to unmask the murderer. John Moffat stars as the Belgian sleuth in a recording of a dramatisation from 1993. That's on Radio 4 Extra in just a few moments from now. Thank you very much for your company here on Radio 4 at this late hour. From me, Ron Brown, tonight's newsreader, Alan Smith, and everyone working through the night here at Broadcasting House in London and beyond for the BBC, do have a very peaceful night and a good start to the weekend. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Iran begins 6 days of public mourning and funeral processions for the Ayatollah killed in February. The UN warns of impending catastrophe as paramilitaries close in on the Sudanese city of El Baydeed.
Now we may see the same thing happen again in El Obeid in Kordofan, in another part of Sudan, if the world doesn't react immediately and strongly.
A daring space rescue mission launches to save NASA's Swift satellite telescope from falling out of orbit.
If everything does go according to plan, then this 20-year-old mission will get another 10 years of life.
A Swift update from our correspondent outside what's being called the wedding of the century. Egypt are through to the last 16 of the World Cup, and extraordinary news, Cape Verde are currently holding Argentina 1-1, and it's about to go to extra time. First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Poland's Prime Minister has warned that the coming months could prove critical for his country in the face of threats from Russia. The comments follow media reports that Moscow could be planning attacks on Poland to test NATO's resolve. Tom Bailey reports.
The reports, which Washington hasn't commented on, suggested US officials had issued several warnings to Warsaw about a possible armed provocation by Moscow aimed at cranking up pressure on Ukraine's Western allies and NATO's core principle of collective response. Addressing them, the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said he did not wish to scare anyone, but that Russian threats could not be ignored and that Poland was preparing for various situations. Moscow has already been appearing to test NATO's defences over the past year, with several alleged incursions of drones and fighter jets into the territory of member states.
Russia said its forces have captured the city.